Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. Today, we observe a crucial day that highlights the plight of millions of people around the world, a day that reminds us of the importance of safety and security for all individuals, regardless of their nationality or background. This is World Refugee Day, and it falls on 20th June 2026, which also happens to be the 75th anniversary year of the 1951 Refugee Convention, with the global theme, Until Everyone is Safe. What makes this significant is that World Refugee Day was designated by UN Resolution 5576 in the year 2000 and was first observed on 20th June 2001. The UNHCR, which stands for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, was established in 1950 and is headquartered in Geneva. Interestingly, the UNHCR has won the Nobel Peace Prize twice, in 1954 and 1981. Now, note this carefully, global forced displacement peaked at around 120 million in mid-2024, of whom nearly 45 million were children. Now, let us turn to the Indian context. India is not a signatory to the 1951 Convention or its 1967 Protocol. However, the Supreme Court of India read the principle of non-refoulement into Article 21 in the case of NHRC v. State of Arunachal Pradesh in 1996. Refugees in India are governed by the Foreigners Act of 1946 and the Passport Act of 1967. Remember this number, 1959, the year when India started hosting Tibetans, and also hosts Sri Lankan Tamils, Rohingya, and Afghans, all without a dedicated refugee law. Non-refoulement, by the way, bars returning a refugee to a territory where life or freedom is threatened. Moving on to another important topic, tomorrow, 21st June 2026, will be observed as the 12th International Day of Yoga, with the theme, Yoga for Healthy Aging, and the main national event led by the Prime Minister at Red Road, Kolkata. This day originates from UN Resolution 69/131, which was adopted on 11th December 2014, with a record 175 co-sponsors, after the Prime Minister proposed it at the UN in September 2014. It was first observed on 21st June 2015. The 11th edition in 2025 was held at Visakhapatnam. The nodal ministry for this day is the Ministry of Ayush, which exemplifies India's soft power and cultural diplomacy at the United Nations. Now, let us look at the significance of the date, 21st June. It is the summer solstice, the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere, a date with special significance in many cultures, which informed the choice of date for the International Day of Yoga. With that background in place, let us look at another important development. On 19th June 2026, India's Bimal N. Patel was elected a judge of the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea, or ITLOS, at the 36th meeting of states parties to UNCLOS at UN headquarters. Patel secured 115 of 168 valid votes, succeeds Neeru Chadda, and takes office on 1st October 2026 for a term to 2035. ITLOS, established under UNCLOS 1982, is seated in Hamburg with 21 judges serving 9-year terms. Note this carefully, UNCLOS defines maritime zones, including a 12 nautical mile territorial sea, a 24 nautical mile contiguous zone, and a 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone. India is an International Seabed Authority explorer in the Central Indian Ocean Basin. Now, let us turn to the topic of green hydrogen. Union Minister Pralhad Joshi launched the Green Hydrogen Certification Portal of India, or GHCI, on 18th June 2026, at a national workshop under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. The mission was approved in January 2023 with an outlay of 19,744 crore rupees up to 2029-30. Site, which stands for Strategic Interventions for Green Hydrogen Transition, has awarded incentives for 862,000 metric tons per annum of capacity. The target is 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen a year by 2030, with about 125 gigawatts of associated renewable energy. Remember this number, 2023, the year when the National Green Hydrogen Mission was approved. Certification is critical for exports to markets imposing carbon border levies, such as the EU's CBAM. 6 states already have dedicated hydrogen policies. Now, let us look at the key facts and numbers for your revision. Green hydrogen is produced by electrolysis of water using renewable electricity, with zero carbon emissions at the point of production. The nodal ministry is the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, or MNRE. Moving on to another topic, a smart warehousing system was launched on 18th June 2026 at Bharat Mandapam by Union Minister Pralhad Joshi to enable AI and IoT-based real-time monitoring of food grain storage. The system is being deployed across to 15 Central Warehousing Corporation, or CWC, bag-based warehouse and 150 Food Corporation of India, or FCI, warehouse. Features include AI bag counting, FES recognition quality checks, IoT carbon dioxide and phosphine sensors, and smart locking. This initiative is implemented by the Department of Food and Public Distribution, or DFPD. The CWC is a PSU under DFPD, while the FCI is the Nodal Procurement and Storage Agency. The initiative ties into Depot Darpan. Now, let us look at the significance of phosphine in this context. Phosphine is a fumigant used against grain pests. Monitoring its concentration prevents overfumigation and spoilage, addressing post-harvest storage losses. With that background in place, let us look at the topic of cybercrime. The Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, or IFOC, launched a grievance redressal mechanism and a money restoration module, or MRM, following a review of Helpline 1930, chaired by Home Minister Amit Shah on 17th June 2026. The MRM returns frozen or recovered funds to cyber fraud victims. About 1 lakh citizens have benefited, and roughly 94 lakh bank accounts have been uploaded under a standard operating procedure. IFOC was set up in 2018 under the Ministry of Home Affairs and runs the National Cybercrime Helpline 1930 and the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal. CERTIN, which stands for the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, is the national nodal agency under the IT Act 2000. Now, let us turn to the topic of geographical indication, or GI, tags. Jharkhand secured GI tags for 11 traditional products on 18th June 2026, raising its tally from 1 in 2019 to 12. The products include Tussar silk and saris, Dokra craft, Jadopesha painting, Kuchai silk sari, Kesriya Kalakand, and Munda jewelry. GI protection runs under the Geographical Indications of Goods, or Registration and Protection Act 1999. In force since 2003, with the GI Registry at Chennai under the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, or DPIT. Remember this number, 1999, the year when the GI Act was passed. GI tags protect traditional and tribal knowledge as intellectual property, are valid for 10 years and renewable, and are recognized under the WTO's TRIPS Agreement. Now, let us look at the topic of single-use plastics. Ladakh imposed a union territory-wide ban on single-use plastics and littering through a Lieutenant Governor's order on 19th June 2026. The order prescribes a penalty of 10,000 rupees for banned single-use plastic and 5,000 rupees for littering, enforced by block development officers, tehsildars, and forest officials. This ban links to the Plastic Waste Management Rules 2016, amended in 2021 and 2022, the National Single-Use Plastic Ban effective 1st July 2022, and the Extended Producer Responsibility Framework. Now, let us turn to the topic of biodiversity. A herd of 8 mishmi taking was filmed in North Sikkim's Tingra Reserve Forest in mid-June 2026, the first significant sighting in 2 decades. The mishmi taking, which is a goat antelope of the eastern Himalayas, is found up to about 4,500 meters and is listed as vulnerable on the IUCN Red List. Note this carefully, the taking is the national animal of Bhutan. Sikkim marks the westernmost edge of the species range, making the sighting biogeographically significant. Now, let us look at the topic of fossils. Researchers reported 15-million-year-old Miocene marine fossils, including shark teeth and vertebrae, fish bones, and mollusk shells, at the Baripda fossil bed in Mayurbhanj, Odisha, on 18 June 2026. During the Miocene, the region was a shallow sea. Today, the Bay of Bengal lies about 60 kilometers away. Researchers are seeking recognition of the site as a National Geoheritage Monument. Now, let us turn to the topic of quantum technology. An indigenous dilution refrigerator at the quantum reference facility of Amravati Quantum Valley was cooled to 4 Kelvin, minus 269 degrees Celsius, on 19 June 2026. The work falls under the National Quantum Mission, approved in April 2023. With an outlay of 6,003.65 crore rupees for 2023-31, with the Department of Science and Technology, or DST, as the nodal agency. The mission targets 50 to 1,000 physical qubits over 8 years across 4 verticals. Remember this number, 2023, the year when the National Quantum Mission was approved. Dilution refrigerators keep superconducting qubits coherent at near absolute zero temperatures. A second reference facility is being set up at SRM University, AP. Now, let us look at the topic of university rankings. The QS World University Rankings 2027 were released on 18 June 2026, with IIT Delhi ranked India's best institution at 118th. MIT topped the list for the 15th year. IIT Delhi rose from 123rd to 118th, IIT Bombay was 134th, and IIT Madras was 170th. In all, 52 Indian institutions featured, including 13 IITs. QS rankings, published by the UK firm Quaquerly Simmons, influence higher education policy, internationalization, and the goals of NEP 2020. Now, let us turn to the topic of statistics. Sabal Chattopadhyay, former director of IIM Calcutta, was approved as chairperson of the National Statistical Commission, or NSC, on 17 June 2026. He succeeds Rajiv Lakshman Karandikar, and new members include Madhavan Mukund. The appointment was cleared by the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, or ACC. The NSC is a non-statutory body set up in 2005 on the recommendation of the Rangarajan Commission and functions under the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, or MoSPI. Finally, let us look at the topic of international relations. Informal dialogues for the next UN Secretary-General began on 18 June 2026, featuring Ambassador Carolyn Rodrigues Burkitt of Ghana. The dialogues follow UNG Resolutions 69/321 and 79/327, which made the process more transparent. The next Secretary-General takes office in January 2027 for a 5-year renewable term. Under Article 97 of the UN Charter, the Secretary-General is appointed by the General Assembly on the recommendation of the Security Council, so the P5 veto applies. There is a push for the first woman Secretary-General and for the GRULAC regional rotation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine, by the way, is not related to this topic, but it is good to remember that the World Refugee Day is on 20th June. Resolution 5576 was passed in 2000, and India is not a signatory to the 1951 Convention. The International Day of Yoga is on 21st June, and the nodal ministry is Ayush. ITLOS is seated in Hamburg under UNCLOS 1982, with 21 judges and 9-year terms. Bimal Patel was elected on 19th June 2026, succeeding Neeru Chadda. The Green Hydrogen Certification Portal, or GHCI, was launched on 18th June 2026 under the National Green Hydrogen Mission, with a target of 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen by 2030. I4C was set up in 2018 under the Ministry of Home Affairs, and GI tags are protected under the GI Act 1999, with a valid period of 10 years and renewable. The National Quantum Mission was approved in April 2023, with an outlay of 6,003.65 crore rupees, and the NSC is a non-statutory body set up in 2005 under the MoSPI. In conclusion, today's current affairs have highlighted the importance of safety, security, and sustainability, from the plight of refugees to the development of green hydrogen, and from the conservation of biodiversity to the advancement of quantum technology. As we move forward, it is crucial to remember the significance of these topics and their relevance to our daily lives and our preparations for the UPSC and State PCs exams. The world is constantly evolving, and it is our responsibility to stay informed and adapt to the changing times.